You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow Foundation for Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Long Word Journal. And we're very pleased that Jonathan Saya of the FDD could join us because he has a piece most recently introducing again the complications of the region, the South Caucasus, Turkey to the west, Azerbaijan to the east, Iran to the south, Armenia and Russia to the north. You betcha it's complicated. However, right now, Jonathan, how would you characterize the post-war posture of Azerbaijan and Israel on one side, with Turkey participating in sympathy, and Armenia, Russia, and Iran on the other side? What does the face-off look like?
I would say the tides have turned against the Russia, Yerevan, and Tehran axis, more or less. A few years back, when Russia basically de-escalated its involvement in the Caucasus, and in response to that, Armenia left the Security Treaty Organization that was led by Moscow. That opened up the door for Iran to step in more. And of course, Iran has its own geopolitical differences with Turkey and Israel. So that, again, became a front for the pan-Turkish ambitions of Turkey and Azerbaijan to fight back against Tehran's malign ambitions in the region.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, John, the Middle East and the Caucasus are certainly are interesting regions. Both Israel and Turkey, which are regional adversaries in the Middle East, support Azerbaijan. Why is this the case?
I would say two main reasons. One, energy. Of course, Saudi, they're able to purchase gas, natural gas from Azerbaijan. Their other bet of purchasing natural gas would either be Russia under sanctions, Iran under sanctions, or Qatar, let's say, regional adversary slash competitor. So that's one angle. The other angle is the military, perhaps, wing of the issue. So Azerbaijan was able to purchase drones from Israel that really shaped the war against Armenia. Of course, they also received Turkish Bayraktars, which definitely had an impact. But from Israel's perspective, having a neighbor of Iran that Israel can trust, that the Mossad can be active in, would give Jerusalem an upper hand against the Islamic Republic. There were even reports claiming that Israel was able to target certain IRGC and missile sites inside Tehran through Azerbaijan using drones. Those were never confirmed officially. But it's really, and from an Azerbaijani side, of course, they can sell more oil and they can be better integrated into the Western sphere. So it's a win-win for both sides. And definitely Iran and Armenia are on the losing bet at this point.
Is this also related to Turkey adversarial relationship with Iran?
Certainly it does. From an ideological perspective, Erdogan has been very, I guess, pro-pan-Turkish. We saw that TRT, the Turkish official, the Turkish government's official broadcaster, launched a program in Persian language targeting Iranians and against pursuing sectarian policies and ideology. So Iran, of course, is a multi-ethnic state. Azerbaijanis and Kurds, I think, are each about 13 to 14% of the country. I think it's 60% Persian. So that from the Turkish side, that could be an opening. And that's what Ankara has been pushing for the longest time. Now, in return, Iran a lot of times has been funding the PKK. There were reports about Iran providing drones to the PKK. But once that group put down its arms, that definitely was a setback for the regime of Tehran.
We go back to the Azerbaijanis in this mix. They're an energy superpower. They have access to the Caspian Sea bounty, that they have a pipeline, southern gas pipeline, an oil pipeline to Turkey, all of that. Does that make them, in some fashion, protected from the depredations that surround them? Your measure.
Very likely it does. What we've seen with geopolitics is that any attack on an energy pipeline, a similar incident happened in the oil pipeline, I think, or gas pipeline, during the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And that was a worry. That was a concern for the international community. So that has always been a shield. Another way of looking at it would be Kuwait, of course. The oil reserves there definitely gave them, provided a form of deterrence from external attacks. Armenia, on the other hand, unfortunately, doesn't enjoy a lot of these benefits. So, yes, the energy component certainly plays a role, not just for the region, but for Europe as well.
It's something I've learned over the years, Janet, and my many visits to Azerbaijan. They're the most European Islamic country I've ever been in. Well, not Islamic, based on Islam. I understand that there's a regional prejudice towards Shia, but I would say that they're... Would you say that they were completely Europeanized more than any other state in that area?
I would perhaps use the... They were Europeanized through... being Sovietized. So it is indirectly, I would say, yes, you definitely, when you walk down the streets of Baku, perhaps you don't, it doesn't resemble Damascus or Tehran or Riyadh to you. But in addition to that, as you mentioned, it's a secular country, it might be Muslim Shia majority. Religious law, Sharia law, unlike Iran, is not enforced. More and more, I think they're trying to get involved. I think they with their sports teams, they a lot of times play in European leagues. I think they're actually, I'm not sure if they participate in Eurovision. I believe that they do. So culturally, they are looking at the West, and it has been beneficial to them. You don't see the Sharia enforcement as a state ideology. You might see pan-Turkishness as an ideology, but it definitely not religious.
Oh, definitely pan-Turkish, which is why Bill's question about Israel and Turkey both supporting Azerbaijan, this actually makes me smile. Does it make you smile? Two opponents coming together in Baku.
Ultimately, any pressure on the Islamic Republic that could weaken the regime is helpful, unless it undermines territorial integrity of Iran, which would have ramifications for the region. I mean, supporting separatist groups normally has never been aligned with U.S. policy, mostly because it does create more divisions and more instability in the region. But as long as there's military pressure on the regime, as we saw with the cooperation between Baku and Jerusalem, So that would definitely be aligned with both Israeli and American objectives in the region.
Bill, what is your experience? We have a couple of minutes. What is your experience with Azerbaijanis? I understand you've served with them.
Yes. So I actually, when I embedded in Iraq with the U.S. military, I spent about a week with the, or several days with the Azerbaijanis. This was in 2005. Out at the Haditha Dam. They were doing base security, dam security there. I think they had a battalion of troops there, very friendly people, very, you know, willing to risk, which in Iraq at that point in time, very dangerous area. They took the shelling from jihadists. They were certainly no fan of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was at that time launching attacks against them and against U.S. forces. So that I have limited experience, but I certainly remember my time with the Azerbaijanis fondly.
And they were easy to talk to. Did you have a sense that they were in any fashion looking to cause trouble for anyone? Because my experience has been this is the Switzerland of the Ummah.
Yeah, I got the sense they were very pro-Western, very pro-American, very, I was a little surprised at how much the troops there disliked Al-Qaeda, given that they were attacked by them. Maybe so. Maybe that makes a lot of sense. But they, they seemed very willing at the time to contribute to the cause, to the defeat of Al-Qaeda. That's my experience with them. You know, I certainly hadn't explored the country like you have over the last several decades. You have a lot more experience with them. Mine is very limited to a combat situation in Iraq, but I certainly walked away thinking this is a country that to me appears to be an ally.
Yeah, there are no atheists in a foxhole. I understand, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Raggio, Foundation for Defense of Democracy, along with Jonathan Sayer. And we thank him very much for his report on the region.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.